Hello.
Is this John?
It is.
Hey, John, this is Steve at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
The who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to follow up with you actually on something, John. I know you're busy. I'm not trying to take much of your time here. I sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know if you've seen that come across your desk at all, but I know it is the fourth quarter, and I know a lot of construction companies are getting a little bit more busy. I was just trying to follow up here and see how you guys are doing and see if you guys could use my offer. It was for some crewmen or some capital, see if you guys could use any additional funding. And I'd be more than happy to help you guys out. You guys are pre-approved with us for like $250,000, so if you guys could bring on equipment or if you guys could use some capital, you know, with cash flow or net 60s or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to help you out.
What's the terms on the $250,000?
Capital or equipment?
What's that mean?
Would you buy
the equipment direct?
Yeah, so that would be more of like your traditional loan. So let's say if you find a piece of equipment like a forklift or something like that and you went out and you financed it, we would buy the equipment and then you just finance it. So on those, you know, that's about 2 to 6 years, somewhere around there. You know, mid-single digits for the equipment. Now, the capital loans, have you ever heard of the working capital at all?
No. Okay. So let's go back to the equipment loan. Okay. So say I find a piece of equipment from Caterpillar that I want.
Mm-hmm.
I can come to you and say, hey, I want to buy this piece of equipment, and it's no different than me going to the Ford car dealership and buying a car, right?
Absolutely.
You're the bank that's providing the funding for the car. You pay Cat for the piece of equipment, and you give me a from 2 to 6 year payout on that piece of equipment.
Exactly.
And what are your percentage terms right now?
For equipment, it's going to be in the mid-single digits. So you're looking anywhere from 0 to 10, anywhere in between there. It just, it can't really give you an exact number right now just because I don't know.
I understand. You need to know the age of the equipment, the value of the loan. I understand all the specifics.
Yeah, so it's not going to be anything, you know, outrageous. It's your traditional, you know, just anything like your bank would give you or anything like that. Are you looking for a piece of equipment?
Banks. You say that. Banks suck.
They do, so, man. That's why we're here.
So, yeah, it's hard to beat funding straight through, which now Bobcat, the last two pieces of equipment I bought were through Bobcat and through Caterpillar, and Caterpillar didn't do very well on percentage at all. Bobcat was 0%. Cat, I don't know, was 11.78%, something like that. So it wasn't very good.
Well, let me ask you this.
At the time, I financed it through Cat Financial to have the prestige of Cat Financial on my books for anybody else that... I am looking at maybe buying another piece of equipment, and I'm in the $70,000 range.
Okay. What kind of piece of equipment are you looking at?
It's a wheeled loader.
I'm sorry, a what loader?
A wheeled loader.
Wheel loader. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, is that new or used?
So it's heavy construction equipment. No, that's used.
Used, okay. That's
4,500 hours.
Okay. And are you already looking at one? Like, do you have a vendor?
I don't have a vendor yet.
Okay. So you're just kind of like shopping around pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. And you said they run about 70K?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
That's what I want to spend.
Okay, I gotcha. I'm just curious, because you said Cat was giving you 11%, what is your credit at?
Oh, I don't have a clue what my credit is.
Okay, do you rough estimate, good, bad, somewhere in the middle? No? Okay.
It's probably somewhere in the middle. I'm a sole proprietor, so I pay all the bills as well, and although I've got quite a bit of money in the bank, you know, I run a dozer most all day, and so when I get ready to pay bills, I pay bills, so some of them are 30 days or something like that, you know, so Nothing gets paid on time, but nothing is ever defaulted or any of that crap. So
okay, so that's good.
Get paid. Yeah, no, there's no financial issue whatsoever. Cat, you know, I was a new company, so Cat just hit me with the risk.
Sure. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 2009.
Okay. Yeah, so that might have been why Cat did that. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I bought $110,000 piece of equipment from him 2 months ago, and I don't remember what my terms were on that one, but they were much better. So.
Okay. And plus,
so it's not like Cat has a problem with the fact that I don't pay him on time.
Sure. No, and they probably needed to set up that relationship as well. So. You know, that's going to be your thing too, is with, you know, even with us, you know, we want to set up that relationship as well, because one transaction is not going to keep our doors open. So we want to build this relationship with, you know,
right.
Okay.
It's just when you put Cat Financial on your credit apps, at least as a young company, people tend to accept your credit app at face value,
which
is one of the reasons I accepted, some of the terms.
I gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense 100%. Do you have a certain time that you're trying to get this by? Like, do you have a deadline or anything? I know a lot of people like the 179, so are you trying to do it, like, as a tax write-off?
No.
Okay. Do you have a deadline or anything?
No.
Okay.
I don't like deadlines.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. So, anyhow, you say I'm pre-approved. What does that mean?
So the pre-approval, that means that we just took an initial look at your business.
How did you do that?
So it's through a UCC filing. Did you do some stuff through GE before?
GE Capital?
Yeah.
Yeah, GE Capital was who Bobcat used.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but then they sold.
Right, exactly, yeah.
They didn't like me because I never paid on time either.
Okay. Well, it's based off your good borrowing. You had some good borrowing history. So, I mean, that's why we actually pre-selected you. We took a look at your business. That's where the pre-approval came for. I do want to mention that that's a pre-approval. So, we still have to take a look at, like, the real-time health of the business.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So
do you want
do.
Financials and all that crap?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to, you know, go forward and see what we can get for you, you know, get you qualified on something, that way you can take it around and go look and see what you can get. It's very small paperwork. It's just the application, bank statements, and tax return, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Is the bank statements the hard one to get?
I really understand. I mean, maybe you do understand, but again, any additional paperwork for me is virtually just, my accountant has a bitch of a time getting all the paperwork from me, so.
Okay.
Be able to provide the bank statement now that I think about it, because she has all that stuff, but she actually doesn't have, I don't know if it's, I don't know what she has. I would have to ask her. She might have that stuff in a digital format that she can just send it to somebody.
Okay.
If it comes to me having to copy bank statements and get them sent somewhere, or I don't guess I'm emailing them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's secure or not.
I'll tell you this. I've been here for a long time. I've been doing this for a while. I have very sensitive information in my system, so our system is very secure.
yeah.
we have a bunch of stuff in here, so it's a very secure system. I mean, if you don't feel, you know.
So how many bank statements do you want?
Well, normally it's 6 months.
Yeah, that ain't too terrible.
But, no, it's not. But you know, if you're trying to do the equipment, I can really probably maybe just get you qualified with just the application. But if you can get those statements over to me, it would help. And do you do online banking? Okay.
Yeah. So send me an email and I'll see if I can fit it into the paperwork. So.
Okay, well, if anything, you know, if you can't get the banks, at least just send me back the application. Just the application, and I can see if I can do something with just that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have an email address for me?
I don't. I have your website, but I don't have your email.
So it's John, J-O-H-N, at josenconstruction.com.
Construction.com. Okay. Perfect, yeah. So I will send it over to you. Yeah, like I said, just fill out the application and just get that back to me. And then we can work on the other stuff.
Okay.
All right. And then,
I can do.
Yeah, okay. And I guess I'll just follow up with you on Monday.
That's probably not going to happen. Not by
okay.
Monday. So you might ought to do it towards the end of the week.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
All right, sounds good, John.
Thanks.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Bye. Bye.